Hey you. I just got to the hotel and it's late. I'm so exhausted, but I'm in here. It's quiet and still. And to be honest, I'm kind of lonely. You know, I took my shoes off the second I walked in and I dropped my bags. Just collapsed on the bed, and all I could think about was how much better it would be if you were here, lying next to me, and touching me. I know, I should be winding down. I didn't even get dinner. I know, I should eat something. I can hear you telling me this now. Go eat something. Don't kill me. I should do all the things that I said I'd do. But instead, I'm just sprawled out on these cool sheets, thinking about you, about your strong hands on me, about your mouth, and that look that you get when you're holding back, just barely. You know that look, the one that makes me go insane. This bed is massive, by the way. It's huge. It makes me think of if we were on this bed together and you'd tease me that we would have all this space. Then you'd pull me close anyway, like you always do. Like you just can't help yourself. You probably already have me under you by now, or you'd have me on top. I don't know. I can't decide which version of you I miss more. The slow, teasing Wapo that I know, who draws everything out and makes me beg. The version who gets that feral look in his eye and just takes me, like he's been holding it in all day, especially after a stressful day at work. Either way, I want it. I want you. I want your hands on my hips and your mouth trailing down my neck. The way you whisper, "You're such a good girl," into my ear. Right before you do that thing with your fingers. Ugh, it sounds like a snap. Fuck. Ah, God, the things you do to me without even trying. It's like I'm stuck in that state. You know, the one where everything is hypersensitive, and like I just could come undone just thinking about the way you breathe against my collarbone, that bite that you do on my shoulder. Fuck, I just felt that right now. I could feel that bite. Or how you just say my name when you're about to fucking come, hot and breathless. Fuck. You know I ache for you. And not just your body. And though, you know, I want that. But your presence. Your weight against me. The little noises that you make. The moans, your groans. The heat of your skin when you press up behind me and you whisper, "Don't move." I keep touching the empty space behind me and imagining it's you. I imagine your hand sliding over my thigh while we pretend we're so watching that movie or that program, or how you always know exactly when to pull my hair or when to slow down. The way you love to watch me squirm. Oh, it's the way you look at me like I'm the only thing that exists. The way you say my name like it's your favorite secret. The way you leave me wanting even after I've had everything. And even after I come 4 times with you, I just need one bit more. I think I'm gonna fall asleep in your shirt tonight. The one I accidentally packed. It smells like you. Like comfort and sin all at once. Fuck me, I'm so turned on. As always. You're right. I'm always turned on. I'll close my eyes. I'll pretend it's your body wrapped around me. That it's your breath against the back of my neck. And that if I roll over, I'll find your lips waiting for mine. All right, guapo. Me llamas. Cuando quieres. Si puedes. Call me when you can. Or better yet, call me when you want me. I'll be here, waiting, imagining. Ciao. Ciao, lindo.